America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
In a world where the average scary movie gets a 2% on Rotten Tomatoes, where Netflix and chill means you turn on a movie and ignore it, we bring to you Streamin' and Screamin'. Your hosts, Lisa and Kara, will go through and review all scary movies so you can make the ultimate decision of whether or not it's worth the watch. They'll stream so you can scream.
Good evening, everybody. We're back. With Streamin' and Screamin' with your very favorite hosts, Lisa and Kara. I'm Lisa. That's
Kara.
I hated that.
I couldn't get down with that.
She is judging me. All right, baby, we're back. Ready to attack you with another.
We're ready to attack you.
With another Streamin' and Screamin' where we stream and scream or make you scream. All of us scream for ice cream, baby. All of us.
Yep.
But yeah, where we stream and you scream. Right? Would that be it?
You're going to stream this podcast. Stream.
That'd be kind of...
Where you're going to scream about it.
Yeah. Stream and scream. I think that would be a fun, like, motto to have. Where we stream, you scream.
Yeah, I like it. All right, That's it.
We stream, you scream. I love it. All right. So today's, we're getting into one of the most disgusting movies. Well, maybe not disgusting. Like, it's disgusting.
We'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. So... if you haven't guessed it by the 2 seconds I spoke about it, we're going over the late, the great, not late, oh, because it was like, the late great.
This is an Harriet Tubman.
I wish it was, honestly. All right. We're talking about...
Human Centipede.
Hey, the crowd goes, whoa! So we're talking about Human Centipede
it's numero.
But doesn't he say numero?
Who?
Numero. The HQ guy. Kumaro. Numero. Uno. That's what he said. You've never played HQ?
No.
It sucks. All right.
I just play Helix Jump.
Oh, fuck that game. Guys, don't ever download that fucking game.
No, don't do it. I'll do it.
HC1. That reminds me of Helix Jump. I'm going to play it while I read. Oh. Just kidding. That would distract me too much. All right. We're going over Human Centipede, the first sequence. So it's the first one in the trilogy, I guess we would call it. Yeah.
It's a human centipede movie. The movie's the Human Centipede or something.
It's a
movie centipede.
So we're at the head of the movie centipede?
It's A. We're at A.
A. So, at a glance, details for Human Centipede, first sequence. Director Tom Six, that doesn't change throughout the three movies.
Yep.
And it does start Dieter Laser.
That's a name.
Yeah. Ashley C. Williams, Ashlyn Yenny, and
Akihiro Kitamura.
The release date was August 30th, 2009 at the London Frightfest Film Festival, which we need to go to. I didn't know that existed.
Okay. I didn't know.
And my best friend lives in England, so we have a free place to stay. We're going. I'll have to look it up, because that sounds like a fucking fun time.
Yeah.
So, if anyone's listening who's rich, get us tickets. Thanks. All right. So, the runtime for Human Centipede first sequence is 92 minutes. It takes place in the Netherlands. And the reason I'm adding the country into the ones coming forward and coming through here is because we're going to cross over into some international films. Because... they make the scariest shit.
They do.
This might not be one of those. We'll talk about it. But they do make the scariest shit. And so I want you to be aware that you may be watching something that will have subtitles or will not be in English if that is something that you annoys you or something. I love it because, like I said, those are the fucking craziest movies I've ever watched.
Yeah.
So.
Love, hate.
Love, yeah. Love, hate. So this one is filmed in the Netherlands, takes place in the Netherlands. Languages it's offered in is English, German, and Japanese. And those are languages spoken throughout the film as well. However, it's mainly English. Box office rounds it up with... That's pretty sad.
Do you think that's right?
It's what it said. I don't know. Look at the other
one. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair,
Also, this wasn't released in, like, film.
Yeah. So I don't remember it ever being in theaters, so.
So, box office, for the limited time that it was out and wherever, whatever theater distributed this, it grossed $252,207 doll hairs. The genre is horror. And it is, why do I fucking typos everywhere? And it is rated R for disturbing, sadistic horror, violence, nudity, and language. And the reason we're going to include why the ratings are the way they are is because if you're a parent or if your kid's interested in horror movies or if even you are offended by some of these things, I think it's important to know why the rating is what it was. So when available, we're going to include that as well. So that is the at-a-glance details for Human Centipede first sequence. Let's talk about the plot, Kara. Go for it.
So here's your brief plot overview.
That's so brief.
It's the briefest it could be. A mad scientist. A mad scientist.
I'm drooling.
Okay, ready?
It's the briefest it could be.
Go. A mad scientist kidnaps and mutilates a trio of tourists in order to reassemble them into a human centipede created by stitching their mouths to each other's rectums.
Ooh, that is fucking gross. Yeah, so that's literally what this is about. Mouth to ass. Ass to mouth. That's it.
Yeah.
Where would you... Oh, that was a really stupid question.
Hey, is that the question?
But of course you don't want to be fucking B or C.
I'd rather be A or C. Because you don't want to be B, because you're getting it and you're giving it. You know? Like, at least...
Maybe you're spiteful in the middle, right? You're, like, angry that you're in this position, so you're giving it to someone else. Maybe if you're a sick, sadistic fuck, you want to be in the middle.
Yeah, but I
mean... Or for two girls, one cup, you want to be in the middle, too. You like it.
Gross. I just don't want to be in it.
All right.
But if I had to, I'm going to go A.
Should we do... Okay, there was no spoiler room for this. Okay, yeah, so there's no...
Spoiler! People get made into a human centipede.
Yeah, right? This is a gross kind of movie. So, fun facts. Let's go through them. For Human Centipede, first sequence. So, this is going to come back around, so keep this in mind. The concept of the film arose from a joke that the director made with his friends about punishing a child molester by stitching his mouth to the anus of a fat truck driver. End quote.
Whew.
That'd be a horrible, horrible, horrible punishment. Can't say I disagree.
Yeah. So, inspiration for the film also came from Nazi medical experiments carried out during World War II, such as the crimes of Mengele.
Joseph Mengele?
Dr. Mengele.
That motherfucker. This was interesting to note, which is why I put it in the fun facts section. Sorry, I was burping. When approaching investors prior to filming, Six did not mention the mouth-to-anus aspect of the plot, fearing it would put off potential backers. I do not blame him one bit. I think unless you're pitching it to horror junkies that are, like, obsessed with gore, people would probably be like, this movie's going to do nothing. It's not going to gross well. It's not going to be worth my time or my money. Sorry, goodbye.
Yeah.
So I don't blame him for not. I don't even know how the fuck you push that. Oh, by the way, we're going to do this thing where we're going
to
sew a mouth
to a butthole. But it's going to be classy.
Yeah, the classy butthole. Only the classiest buttholes. He pitched the idea of a surgeon who sewed people together. That's all he said. He didn't elaborate where they were being sewn. And the financiers of the Human Centipede did not discover the full nature of the film until it was complete. I wonder if that pissed them off or if it excited them.
I mean, if you saw the 252,000, maybe piss off.
Mm-hmm.
But Six stated that the Human Centipede, to an extent, is a reflection on fascism.
So he says. I think he wanted to kind of be cliche and ironic. Disclaimer, this entire section is a spoiler. He includes many horror film cliches in the first act. If you didn't pick up on this from seeing it already, maybe this is a spoiler, I don't fucking know, but skip over like a minute. But they used a broken down car, lack of phone signal, All of this makes Dr. Heider's treatment of the victims more shocking.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, preying on people that need help, I guess. He placed a Japanese male at the front of the centipede for two reasons. First, he thought it would be imperative to create a language barrier between the doctor and the centipede. So, obviously, if you're looking at a human centipede, the only part of that centipede that's going to have its mouth functional
is the head.
So, apparently, that was on purpose that he placed the Japanese man at the front of the centipede. The first reason, again, was there would be a language barrier. Now, the second reason, which I found interesting, was because his position in the centipede sets up the opportunity for the doctor and the male victim of the centipede to fight towards the climax of the film. Maybe these are spoilers.
Maybe we kind of already spoiled it, because they know there's a human centipede.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
The title's a centipede.
If you Google it, you know what this is. This is a spoiler. Okay, yeah, we've said that in the beginning anyway. So, it does set up the opportunity for the doctor and the male victim of the centipede to fight towards the climax of the film because he has use of his arms and his face, which is
the
imperative.
Face is essential to a good fight.
The director stretched out the part where Heider explains how he will create the centipede because he wanted to create his own nightmares out of his fear of hospitals and doctors, which I can kind of relate to. They're just too clean, too white. Although I like the Kardashians' houses and they're all white, but this is a creepier white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you feel? What are your feelings?
I forget. I don't know how to, like, phrase it, but one of the things I will always remember the most about that movie is it always flashing to my sweet three dogs.
Oh, yeah. And
it's because he did his dogs, but we'll get back to that. So the film was shot almost entirely in sequence, minus the opening scene, which was shot on the last day.
Which is kind of rare for films. Which, yeah, you never realize as you're watching them that this thing is shot completely out of order.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it's rare, and I don't understand why it is rare. Do you know? I'm going to Google that real quick.
I guess logistically, but
why do films shoot out of sequence? There we are.
Google. They just do.
Yeah, really. Okay, most movies have multiple scenes taking place on the same set. It's a lot easier to shoot all four scenes that take place on set A over the course of a week than to shoot set A, then on set B, then another on set A. Okay, so it's a stupid reason, really. I mean, it's a good reason, but it's, like, not a fun reason. It's just, like, logistics. That's not fun. I thought it was going to be, like, because we want to, bitch. Yeah.
So, this is fun. Laser remained in character as Dr. Heider throughout the filming process, often shouting at the rest of the cast on set, but wherever possible, staying away from the other actors and crew between scenes to preserve a level of separation.
Method actor, which, baby.
Yeah, and that's crazy because, I mean, not to downplay Human Centipede, but you don't think, like, the actor of Human Centipede being like, I have to take this so seriously.
Yeah, right.
I'm the Human Centipede doctor. Like, you know. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of respect him.
I mean, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of films that end up being flops, they take it semi-seriously. Not, like, method actor serious, but you know what I mean? They think it's going to be more than it ends up being. During filming the scene where Heider sits at the dining table eating while the centipede eats dog food on the floor, Laser accidentally kicked Kitamura. Yeah, so Laser accidentally kicked Kitamura, leading to a fight on set between the actors.
You kicked me!
Yeah.
We're adults here, like.
This was kind of a gross fact, but I wanted to include it just to include it to be gross. Many of the sound effects in Human Centipede were created by manipulating meat. For example, the sound of nose being broken was made by snapping bones within cuts of raw meat.
That's really interesting.
Right? You never think about that, but that they have to do that. Literally, there are people whose specific job in film is to go through an entire film and every sound that would not have been picked up strongly by a microphone, recreating it. I watch a lot of behind the scenes of filming because I'm so interested in the behind the scenes of everything, which is, again, how this kind of came to light. And they, like, use, like, buckets for, like, thunder. Like, it's, like, crazy. It's not, you know, you'd think, oh, we have high-tech microphones, it'll pick up the sound and space and, like, the music. But no, like, even on a lot of movie sets, they, like, I was watching a behind the scenes of Call Me By Your Name, and there's a scene where they're dancing at, like, an outdoor dance thing in Italy. And the actors were talking about how hard it was to dance on beat because they looked like crazy dancing because there was no music playing on set when that was being shot because you have to play it over. Like, it had to play again. And another really interesting thing about sounds, which this literally has nothing to do with horror movies, but Taylor Swift.
My girl!
Yeah, she, in her music videos, she does not let the dancers and the actors that are helping her on the set listen to the music because it's before, a lot of the time they're shooting it before the album has come out. Yeah. So what they're dancing to is a click track, so just the beat. So all they hear is like, whereas Taylor is wearing earpieces that, so she can mouth along to the actual song playing and hear the song. So isn't that interesting?
That
so
is interesting.
So it's to be noted, if you're not in film or you don't know much about film and sound engineering, a lot goes into it. It's not just the microphone picks up. Like, my fucking microphone seemed to pick up everything from when I fucking creak my chair to when I drink water. But that's not how it works in big film.
All right. Okay. So due to the discomfort of spending long periods on their hands and knees, the actors playing the centipede were given massages at the end of each day of filming. That's a perk.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah. And Six consulted a real surgeon to make the centipede 100% medically accurate, though doctors have disputed this.
Yeah, because I'm not... We'll get into that.
How can... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Six had claimed to go along with the doctors that he had met up with to try to make this 100% medically accurate, which I don't think anything's 100% medically accurate.
Yeah, not even medicine.
Yeah, right. He claimed that the central and rear members of the centipede could survive it for years by supplementing their diet with an IV drip. So the way they filmed the centipede portion of the actors, besides giving them massages at the end of the day, they wore hardened underwear paired by Yenny to shorts, which had a rubber grip for the actors to wear for the actor behind on which to bite, creating the illusion of the mouth to anus connection. So basically they had like a horse bit connected to the underwear in front of them that they had to like chomp on. And when Heiter is operating on his victims, Jenny's teeth were digitally removed in post-production. So that is not real. That is not, that's the only real part where they really use a lot of special effects.
They got to keep their teeth.
Yeah. They did not surgically remove anyone's teeth for the production of Human Centipede number one. Well, getting into the awards part of it, let's talk about it, Kara.
Yeah, so at Fantastic Fest, Best Picture Movie and Laser, Dr. Heiter got Best Actor. At Scream Fest, Horror Film Festival.
Another one we need to go to. We need to, like, get all of these.
Yeah, he got Best Picture. St. Maxime International Horror Film Festival. I don't know. Best Picture. And South African Horror Fest Film Festival. Best Ensemble Cast. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. So it won a lot of awards. Five. Yeah. I mean, for a horror movie, that's pretty impressive because normally they're filled with Razzies and nothing else, as we saw in Blair Witch. Although they won, what, two normal awards?
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out the Blair Witch movie review for Streamin' and Screamin', go back an episode, please.
Bear Witch. I kind of like that one.
Bear Witch. Is that what I said? Blair Witch, Bear Witch, fuck it.
We should watch, we should make the Bear Witch project.
It sounds like a porn.
You're right, it does. I was thinking it'd be B-E-A-R, but yeah, I get it.
Right, so for Human Centipede's first sequence, the Rotten Tomatoes, which we spoke about being, you know, one of the top leading, you know, review sites, gave it a 49% average rating, being a 5.1 out of 10. And Metacritic gave it a 33 out of 10. So they're around the 30-40 range. Failing scores, basically. But it's still won. That's why it's crazy that it won awards. Right? Because, like, Blair Witch didn't win awards, but got a fuck ton of nice reviews.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah. It's interesting to think about. I couldn't find any other ratings.
I think the concept puts a lot of people off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So let's get into the nitty-gritty, baby, the details. 10-minute test, did we want to turn it off after 10 minutes? Now, I personally think it's one of those movies that because there's nothing else like it, besides, like, man, there's nothing else like it, you continue to watch out of intrigue. And just to say you have, people say, have you seen Human Centipede? I want to be like, fuck yeah, I have. As a horror fan, I'm like, I had to have seen it.
Yeah. Have I seen it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with that. The idea alone is enough to keep you interested in the movie. You know, are these people going to get turned into a centipede?
Right? It's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, because
in practice, what is a human centipede?
Yeah, what possibly could a human centipede be? And then you find out, baby, you do find out. So real, so fake. Was it a plot where the elements felt like it could happen in real life? I think we both agreed on this.
So fake.
So fake. It's a fucking human centipede. Although they say it's 100% genetically accurate, we know that's bullshit.
I think you would die in 4 seconds. Yeah. I would die once he slit my mouth open.
Yeah. Bye. Shock. See ya. It's advertised as medically accurate. Not so much.
No.
So, no. Cannot. And I know that's an element of movies that I like to know about, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Netflix and chill, baby. Should we throw it on, watch it as background noise? Yeah. Can we throw it on as background noise while we're doing the laundry or snuggled up to our boo? Or should you be paying attention? I would not throw this movie on as background noise personally because I think this is a movie that's disgusting. So if you like looked up, you're like going to be like, what the fuck is happening? Not as much in this series as it is in the second one. However, it's one of those movies where you either say you watched it to watch it or you don't turn it on at all. You're interested to say you did it. Or you don't even want to fucking go there.
Right. I think it would be terrible background noise.
Yeah, right?
Like, you just look up, oh, mouth to mouth.
What happened here? How did we get here?
Yeah, you definitely.
And it's like a night of too many tequilas. But yeah, we do agree that you need to watch it to pay attention. Or to get what the fuck's going on. Yeah. It's not one of those ones that I would ever put on as background noise. It's kind of too much for that.
Yeah.
Mindfuckery. Did the movie have any wild plot twist or do total 180? I don't believe so. I think it's pretty straightforward. Human centipede is what you said, and that's what you get.
The movie's not called, like, maybe a human centipede.
Yeah.
It's
possibly a human centipede. It's a quarter of a centipede of a human. Happening. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So basically, it kind of, I think this movie's more of one of the ones where you're like, human centipede, how did they do that? Not, what is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, human centipede, I know what a centipede is. I know what a human is.
Put them together.
What does that look like? That's why you watch this movie. theater worthy. Was it worth seeing in theaters? I'd probably see it in theaters just because it's a kind of a one-of-a-kind idea. It'd be creepier on the big screen, I think. It's just a concept that you don't really see a lot of or at all of ever again. You know what I mean? So I think I'd see it in theaters just to say, again, kind of that bragging. Like, I saw this in theaters. That was a wild fucking ride.
I agree. I don't really have any differing opinion. Exactly. Like, this isn't something that you see every day.
Yeah.
So
I think that's the intrigue.
Why not see it on a huge screen?
Yeah, right. Rinse and repeat. Will we watch it again to recommend it? I'm the kind of person who would watch it again specifically, like I said, with Blair Witch, to show and gross out other people. But sure, why not?
Yeah, so we'll get into this when we go over 2 and 3, but I mean, I actually like this movie. Like, I think it's good.
Yeah.
So I would definitely watch it again.
Yeah. So call us up if you want to see it with us. The plot thickens. Was the plot good? I think for the first one, the story. Oh, Lord, I just turned into Grandpa Joe. I think the storyline could have been a little bit stronger, but I did like the plot. I thought it was new. It was a new take on a horror movie. It was something I've never seen before. I thought it could have been stronger, could have had more of a storyline behind it, not just like, car breaks down, now we're a human centipede. how did we go from point A to point B? Kind of tells a little tale about it, but I think it could have been a little bit more detailed or made you feel a little bit more compassion for the characters. I feel like when I was watching it, they didn't get into the background of the characters like at all, even close. So I didn't care. Like, I was just like, I mean, I don't want people to be turned into any human centipede or killed or anything, but I didn't care about them enough to be like, oh my goodness, like, what's going to happen to them? I'm like, fuck.
Whatever, you're snappy now.
I just shovel popcorn in my mouth. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I agree the storyline could have been better, but it also kept me interested the whole time.
Yeah.
So I do think it was good. Maybe it could have been better, but I don't really have any complaints about it.
Yeah,
so.
I think I would watch it again and again and again all the time. Every day, I'm just going to play it.
Every day. Human centipede.
Human centipede in the morning, human centipede in the evening, little human centipede for dessert.
Random, not random because it's about human centipedes.
Conversations start away.
Like 5 Christmases ago, maybe, my sister like woke up and
as a human centipede.
Yeah,
that's why
she must have been in college, so I must have been in high school. But I just remember she's like, I had a dream last night that Graham made a human centipede, and she really regretted it. Like, she was like, I'm so sorry, I regret this, and I will always remember that. Because it was odd, but I remember.
That's so fucking random. Gore factor. Was it gory? That's pretty straightforward. Human Centipede, the first sequence, is not very gory, despite what the title may lead you to believe. And yeah. Even when he discusses the procedure, you think you're going to see some blood, guts, craziness. It leaves a lot to the imagination as far as gore goes for this chapter. Now keep that in mind. This sequence not gory. It's gross in theory and idea and in concept, but it's not so gross. I mean, it's not so horrible in practice.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, I think that people who don't watch the movie, who are like, well, I'm not going to watch a movie about humans on a meteor, that's so gross.
Yeah.
If you watch the movie, it's really not that gross. Yeah, it's like not. It's just like, oh, they're not, they don't show you. They don't show in shit. This one, slicing open an asshole.
Keyword.
Slicing in open this a one. Mouth, sewing them together.
The most you see is no
them
teeth.
Together, duct taping them together. Spoiler alert to a future film of this franchise, but it's not gory. Like, the gory scene is maybe, like, when he licks that blood off the stairs.
Yeah.
And that's not gross. It's, I mean, like, just I mean, it's kind of gross. But it's, not
it's gross, but it's not gory.
Right. So I do agree that, like, the concept of people being sewn together mouth to ass is grosser than it actually happened in this film.
Yeah. All right, where can you watch this one, Kara? Let us know.
Netflix.
Or stream.
What?
I said or stream. But yeah, you can Netflix and chill this one.
It is on Netflix.
Yeah. I actually didn't know that. I might go home and watch that tonight.
One and two.
Ooh, Lord, I'm going to have some fun tonight. But yeah, you can see it on Netflix, so go get some Netflix action on if you're bored on a rainy day. Human Centipede it up. So
make a Human Centipede.
Final thoughts. Yeah, just go make
just
one.
Just make one.
Good. Why not?
Practice on dogs.
Ooh.
That's what he did.
It's sad.
It's medically accurate.
I'd rather practice on humans. Just kidding. All of the above. All right. So, final thoughts. Kara, let us know what you're thinking about Human Centipede numero uno.
Love it. Like it. I like it.
Do you like it or do you love it? She loves it's... mouth to butt. Butt to mouth.
Yikes! Yikes! I think it's a good movie. I would watch it again. I think it's a good scare. I'm not a... I mean, thriller. I think I have a warped sense of the word scare because I don't get scared from movies a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's good. I think it's freaky. I think it is jumpy. Yeah. I would watch it again. I recommend it.
I agree. I think this is, again, for the true horror movie fan, this is one that you must see. Just because concept's different, execution's different, setup is different, idea's different. I think it was a decent plot. You know, I do think the plot was, it kept you interested. It's like, what's going to happen here? And that's the kind of thing. It's like, Human Centipede doesn't leave a lot to imagination, but it does make you wonder
how
it's
a lot of
shock
factor.
Right? It's like, whoa, like he did that? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
So those are my final thoughts. I think you should watch it as a true crime fan. Listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
No, but as a true horror junkie for movies, this is definitely one that I think you need to put on your list if you haven't already.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, let us know. If you did like it, let us know. Let us know why. I want to know.
Yeah.
Let us know the ratings that you give it. Gore factor, Netflix and chill, plot. Let
10
us know.
Minute.
10 minute test. Yeah, would you turn it off in 10 minutes? Did it gross you out too much? Because I know a lot of people were like, fuck this movie, but they didn't even give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because this isn't really that gory. And if this is gory to you, then again, buckle up for the next two.
Yeah.
Don't. If you think this is gory, please do not watch the other two. And we're going to get into those. In the next episode. So we'll see you there, everybody. Thanks, Kara, for hanging out with me tonight.
Bye.
Rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your fam. See you later, alligators.